I'm Levi Weinhagen, and there's Dan, the world's worst Foley artist.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Trends.
Did somebody say Trends?
Somebody. Somebody, please.
I think Levi said Trends, and that's what you're listening to.
That's right, Trends. A lot of people don't know this, but in Dan's off time, he records water.
All the time. I was recording.
Audio recording.
Fizzy water, San Pellegrino water just now.
True, true.
The bubbles were not as present as I liked them, and,
So you're going to punch it up in post,
yeah,
is what you
yeah.
said. Literally just add more bubbles.
Up. Yeah.
Literally.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So it's been a few days.
Yeah, a few up to seven. It's been a week.
That's true. It's been a week since we were in the Trends studios.
Yeah. It's kind of sad coming in here. I don't think anybody cleaned while we were gone.
I'm certain nobody cleaned.
I'm pretty sure John was supposed to do that.
That's one of his two jobs.
Yeah.
Guard the lobby. Yeah. Clean the studio.
Well, we don't ask him to do much. We just ask him to make sure to dust it. And, you know, if we forget some stuff, like sometimes, you know, I'll forget to, you know, my San Pellegrino bottle or something.
That's true. And the weird thing is this time we didn't even leave anything in here.
No.
And yet it still feels filthy.
Yeah, it feels like somebody had a party or something in here while we were gone.
Maybe. There were no holidays. There's no real justification.
It kind of felt like on those old Tom and Jerry cartoons when the homeowners left the house and then, you know, Tom had all his friends over and, you know, the cats were, you know, had a jazz
party. Yeah, the cat jazz party.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows cats are they would be jazz characters if they were human. Everyone knows that. Yeah. I wonder, would Jompers be Tom, or he's Tom, not Jerry, right?
He's probably his own cat. He's Jompers' cat.
Yeah. So he wouldn't be either Tom or Jerry
in
this scenario?
Cat. Yeah, he'd be the one that busts in and be like, this is Jompers' room.
Yeah, and it was like, oh! That's what people would do when he came in, all the other cats. When you watch Tom and Jerry cartoons, and this has been something I've been wanting to talk about with you for... I don't know, years.
Thankfully.
As long as I've known you.
Yes.
And I've been trying to find a way to bring it up, to be honest. I didn't know.
You could have just hit me with it. We know each other pretty well.
It just felt weird to force it into a conversation or, you know, when we're on a roller coaster or whatever. It just seemed like the wrong...
Let's just say, if there's anything else that you ever feel like you need to talk, just bust it out.
I probably won't. I'm going to wait till it comes up naturally.
All right. Well, I'm going to bust it out.
This is pain. You always do. You don't care what's happening.
Kind of my style.
You know, we'll be at a bris, and you'll just be like, hey, man, have you ever thought about your grandmother? And I'm just like, hey, there's a bris
happening. There's somebody's penis being cut up right now. Quiet now.
Exactly. And then you just say it quietly, which is the part of your term. Hey, man, you're like, sorry. Have you ever thought of your... Yeah, and then I just
like... Yeah.
And I can't get mad at that point because you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a breath. What are you going
to
do?
So bringing it back to my point.
Yes, Tom and Jerry.
My question.
T&J.
T and J, exactly.
No, TJ&J. Tom, Jompers, and Jerry.
Oh, that's the new... They're bringing it back.
Yep.
When you would watch that show as a child, or even let's do both, as a child, as an adult.
I've done both.
Yeah, of course you have. Who do you relate to? Who do you root for in that show?
Oh, I sometimes do a little bit of both.
You waver back and forth?
Because I really like it when Jerry would do something fucking despicable to Tom, like he'd smash his foot, and then Tom would make that,
That
was always very funny to me.
So when that happens, who do you like, though?
Oh, I love,
because it seemed like to me Tom was supposed to be like the aggressor a lot of the time.
He was.
But he was also the patsy. Like, he was always the victim in the end. Like, he was the buffoon. Like,
yeah, always.
He had, it's sort of a Roadrunner Wile E. Coyote thing.
Yeah.
Where Wile E. Coyote had some elaborate plan and he's like the predator, but he always got destroyed.
Always.
And it was like that with Tom and Jerry, although I think Tom and Jerry, and I already feel foolish saying this, was a little more intellectual than Roadrunner versus Wile E. Coyote.
Yes.
Like, there were layers to the gags with them, not just running into something.
No, because, I mean, think about the Thanksgiving episode.
You know, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you know that one? It pretty much just took place on Thanksgiving table.
Right.
And it was like a feast like you've never seen. I mean, I guess it's like a typical...
And there was like no family, really. They had a table set.
And they had a maid, of course, and the maid was the one setting it up.
Right.
And I think we were to yell at the both of them at some point. But yeah, there was like this full laden banquet table, like for a king. And like nobody was in the room eating it.
In Tom and Jerry, am I remembering this right? Is that the cartoon where they always had like people didn't have heads? Like they just showed torso down?
Yeah, like
of
the
people?
Maid. You just see the half of the maid's body.
Right. Because like Tweety Bird Sylvester, you'd see people, like full people, right?
Well, you had Elmer Fudd, you had Porky Pig.
Right.
But
Tom and Jerry, they didn't want any human faces messing up that dynamic.
Fuck everything up, because that's the cat's perspective. Cat and mouse perspective.
It's
true. They don't look at heads.
They don't ever notice heads.
No.
That's people's problems when they're ever trying to use facial expressions to get at their cats.
Nobody knows, but that maid was actually white. She was just like, black from the neck down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Knew that, though.
You just blew the lid off some shit.
Hey.
Ah, yes, hello.
Oh, wow.
Hello, boss. How are you?
Come in. That's a lovely mustache you have.
Thank you.
It's...
I like it.
It's great.
Yes, this one has mustache too, eh, boss?
Hey, yeah, Dan's
got a mustache, thank you.
Dan does have a... There's no need. You guys rubbing mustaches?
Yep.
Wow, that's an...
Yeah, that's what we do.
All right, I'm glad I don't have a mustache.
I have something in my shoe for you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Great. What do you have in your...
You must untie it, young man, with mustache.
I have to... Untie your... Let's Dan is done. I don't have a...
Give me one second.
Dan's going to untie his shoe with... I don't think this is humanly... Wow, he's... He's really untying his... This is bizarre. All right.
I got it.
Wow. Okay, it's just a slip of paper. It's not that complicated.
It's in a language I don't understand.
I know this language.
Oh, you're going to translate it for us. Okay.
Paint.
I'm sorry?
Paint.
It says paint?
Paint.
Yep.
I guess so.
Great.
This looks like gibberish to me.
Is there a seal on it, Dan? Just double check.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seal.
Okay. Well, he's paint. Why would he lie?
Thank you, bosses.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Adios. I'm just taking a guess.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means. So.
Ooh, there's a window in here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry. Yeah. It's not good. But he did the job. And maybe it was the foot. Like you were down by his foot.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I kind of rubbed up on it.
Good long while.
I got something on my nose?
Yeah.
Okay, shit.
Yeah, a lot of stuff on your nose. Okay. Just clean it up at the break. Can you just wait till the break?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
So paint. Paint is the topic for the day. Trends.
Yeah.
Trends topic. Paint.
Hey, guys.
Empire Joe is here.
Sorry about disturbing you guys, but...
no problem.
I was sent here by Officer Lev, so I'm going to just touch up this place in here.
Oh, you clean up in the studio?
I'm not cleaning it up. Oh. I'm touching it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Oh, you're going to paint?
Yeah, I'm going to paint.
Well, that's appropriate. That's what we're talking about.
I got a paint gun.
Will it be quiet? Because we are actually recording
it's
right
silent.
Now.
Silent, yeah.
Okay. I should have known with
me.
You. I should have known.
Don't mind me, all right?
Yeah, anytime. Where'd he go?
Oh. I'm right behind you, Dad.
Ah!
Oh, shit.
I didn't even see him, and I'm looking at you.
Jesus Christ.
That is amazing.
Don't mind me.
We will not.
What I'm going to be doing today, I'm going to have three colors. I'm going to paint them in a very beautiful pattern for all of you.
Okay.
It'll be pleasing to look at.
I trust your judgment.
I'm not going to mix them together.
You'll keep separate. The colors are separate?
Mm-hmm. These colors are not going to run on each other.
I'm glad to hear that, Joe.
Yeah, you should be.
I am. Thank you for the work you do.
I know this gun looks like a real...
That looks like a hand, gun. Yeah.
Not a handgun, my man.
I don't know
not
guns. I don't know guns.
No, you don't.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm sorry. This is clearly a machine
gun. It's hurtful.
Gun.
Well, in your other hand, you're holding another...
Oh, I am. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm going to take this one away.
Honest mistake.
Well, that was my mistake. Again,
wait,
sorry.
Is that a real gun, the one you just put away?
It could be. We don't know. It's just here for emergencies.
It's
know.
Not comforting. It's weird that you're a silent and lethal vampire, and yet you just have to be armed.
Well, it's just in case my teeth don't work.
Fair enough.
Sometimes you gotta go for the other.
So that's not a machine gun that you have?
No, it's a paint machine gun.
So it is a machine gun, but with paint.
Yeah, but it's filled with paint. If I put a bullet in here, it wouldn't do anything.
Well, good.
Yeah,
don't put one in there.
You ever fired a machine gun?
Never.
You should. It's fantastic. It's quite orgasmic.
I don't want to talk about that with you.
That's fair enough. It's kind of a weird personal topic to talk about orgasms, especially when firing a gun.
I know you're a very sexual being a vampire and all.
You have to be. I mean, drinking the lifeblood of somebody, it's a very thrilling. You feel the pulse. You feel it one with humanity and, you know, you just want to get off and do some dirty things after you suck.
I told you I didn't want to talk about this.
Sorry.
I have to reiterate.
Interestingly enough, blood red is the first blood.
Usually you disappear by now, and it used to make me unsettled. But, oh, fuck. Now he makes me look like an asshole.
A little bit.
Just disappearing like that. You know what I think we need to do? Your face is a mess from that guy's feet. So maybe we should just take a quick break now.
Definitely. Face cleanup break.
That's
okay.
A great idea. So if you want to anytime, just... Welcome back to Trends. I'm Levi.
I'm Dan. You're listening to it.
You are. Can you hear it? Is it?
It's there.
It's a stupid question.
You guys have a problem with how I clean up? I heard.
No, Jompers. Hey.
Yeah, Jompers.
Good to see you. Oh, yeah, we do a little bit.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was good.
I had a great weekend.
Oh, good. Yeah, did you? Hey, you told me that you were putting up a new basketball net. Is that true?
Yeah, it's basketball season, my man.
Yeah, always, really.
Yeah, you gonna come play, right? We can do a cool game. We can do a 3-on-3, but we all are like playing each other at the same time, like three people playing each other at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bringing it to that other
every man for himself.
Yeah, absolutely. No horse shit. We ain't playing that horse bullshit.
Oh, you mean no horse?
Yeah, no horse shit.
I thought you meant like...
No, we're playing full-on contact, full court, 3-on-3.
Full court, but we're all just each a separate team?
Yep.
That sounds exhausting.
No, man. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. It's basketball season, my man.
Is Dan coming, too, or is there a third?
Oh, yeah, Dan's a monster on the court.
Really?
Yeah, he's the fastest dribbler I've ever seen.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he can dunk off the motherfucker. He'll get up on my shoulders and just, like, jump on him and dunk just to prove his point.
Ow.
Yeah, Levi, you should check it out.
I have a hook shot.
Do you know?
That's all I have.
Hook shot, that's it?
Yeah.
You just gave yourself away, my man. I know, except for you going up for that hook. I just know how to block you now.
But which side? Hmm?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Both. Okay. Both sides.
Both sides?
Yeah. Like Joni Mitchell.
You are ambidextrous hook man.
I am. Only with hook shots, though. Nothing else.
All right. Well, I got this cool feature on my basket that when you slam dunk.
Yeah.
It turns the net into a flame. It's not a real flame. It just looks like a
That's
flame.
That's fantastic.
It's ill.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic. It really makes you want to dunk.
I hope someone dunks so I can see that.
Oh, Dan will dunk. He dunks all the time. That's pretty much how he scores all his points is dunking.
He's the dunking kind of guy.
I am. I'm a dunker.
He likes a sure thing.
I do. Yeah. These shoulders you have, Levi?
Yes, sir.
They're going to have footprints on from me jumping to dunk.
I believe you, and I'll wear the appropriate shirt.
Nah, you guys had a problem with how I cleaned up in here? Because this looks pretty good to me.
Yeah, well, Vampire Joe pushed a few things out of the way because he was going to do some
he's here?
Touching up. I don't know. He was here.
Wait, how did we get all that paint on there?
That's from Vampire Joe.
I don't see him in this motherfucker.
He's gone. You know how he is.
Yeah, he's kind of mysterious and weird and eerie.
But when we came in, there were like layers of dust. Weirdly, more than I think could accumulate in 7 days.
Yeah. I met this girl. She was really into dust sex and stuff like that. She likes like rolling around in dust while we're having sex.
I don't see what that has to do with the Trend Studios.
Well, I'm not going to go dirty my own house. What are you, fucking crazy?
But this is a place with sensitive audio equipment.
I covered this shit up with our bodies.
Wait, you had sex on top of the mixing board
the microphone Dan's speaking into? I'm going to go tell
everything?
You what that was. Are you kidding me? I thought this smelled weird.
Well, wait, what about with the sound effects board? We don't even use that.
No, we were making, it's funny, man, because we were like doing stuff and then I'd hit the button.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, it was funny. God. It was funny as hell. I waited to a precise moment for myself.
So you were doing it on purpose.
Hell yeah. And I hit a lion roar.
So nice.
We knew when let's say when my train arrived at the station.
Yeah,
it made a
noise. Yeah. I gotta tell you, Joe. You're not Joe. No, I gotta tell you. It. No, Joe brought up earlier the sex stuff.
Yeah, I'll be happy to talk about
it. Why? Man, you can't just come from behind like that.
Sorry, man.
No, I was just going to... You don't have to be here. I was just going to tell Jompers that it's weird how I'm comfortable with him talking about it. But when you talk about it, Vampire Joe would...
It's because I'm part undead. That's all it is. That makes you kind of weird. I understand.
I don't like Dan talking about it either, though.
What?
Jompers makes it sound exciting.
It is exciting when I do it.
I know.
Yeah, you look like a vibrant young man. Can I suck... Get out of here, motherfucker.
Where'd he go?
Okay, guys. I'm backing out of the studio, all right? I don't trust this vampire motherfucker,
fair enough,
right?
Fair enough.
Okay? He's fair doing enough. A good job painting, though. I'm sorry about all the dust.
It's okay.
And I'm sorry about that little impression over there in the corner.
I don't wish you hadn't pointed it out. Dan, don't. Dan!
Whoa.
Dan, your nose is dirty again, Dan. You gotta stop leaning into shit.
I can't help it. There's so much stuff to just lean into here.
That's not how you need to explore the world. You're like a cat.
You're right.
Like a little baby cat. What do they call those?
Kittens?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly right.
I'm like a kitten?
You're like a kitten.
A baby kitten.
I hate painting.
Who? Really?
Yeah, like painting a house.
Oh, a house. I don't mind rooms. That's kind of fun.
I don't. So here's the thing. I never really had a lot of experience painting. And then with my now wife, we are the first place we lived together when we were just not married yet. We were going to paint the houses in the room, and I was like, I don't really know how to do this, and I'm nervous. And she's like, don't worry about it. You're not going to mess it up.
Yeah.
So we like taped corners and all that stuff you do so you don't like mess up the molding and stuff.
Smart.
And I literally had a roller, dip it in the paint. My very first like, okay, I'm not going to be afraid. Like, yeah. I'll just paint this wall and it'll be fine. And the anxiety will be gone. It's my first thing.
Yeah.
And I just rolled up the wall and like, all on the ceiling. Like, I rolled the paint right across the ceiling. So it was like this, like, magenta-y weird color, you know, like it was a white ceiling and we were supposed to be painting the walls and I just ruined the ceiling.
You just went crazy and painted the ceiling?
No, just my first roll. Just went way too much power.
I didn't
know what I was doing.
Did you have to paint?
We had to repaint the ceiling white. Oh, like, wow. That was
I don't know much about houses, but I'm pretty sure you don't paint the ceiling. That kind of ruins the value of them, right?
Like, it's not good for most of them. Yeah. This ceiling was fine. It wasn't a big deal.
But you learned, though. I bet you had a fun time painting with your future wife.
No, I didn't have a fun time. I was worried about painting the ceiling the whole time. Because I did the first time I tried it. So then I was like, that's what I do. Like, this, that's cemented for me. This is how I paint poorly.
I'm not going to paint the ceiling.
God, Joe.
It's gone again.
Jesus.
Well, I actually enjoy painting. I think it's kind of calming and, you know, soothing.
Like painting rooms and stuff?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it. Like, I'm not good with when you get to the bottom part and the top part, you know, where the tape is. I kind of
just like the middle where you just could do whatever and it doesn't matter?
I'm fine with that, yeah.
But any detailed things and you're out?
Yeah, especially if I'm the guy that lays the tape, like, you're going to get paint all over the place.
Because you don't really, you're not careful with it?
I'm just not good with stuff like that, so, you know.
I've never been a drawer or somebody who makes art in that way.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever done painting? Like,
I've never painted. I've drawn, but just not very well. But
you've never taken up like oil paints or.
When I was a kid, of course, I painted.
Because
we all paint. We're all great painters when we're kids and stuff.
Well, our parents are stupid.
Well, yeah.
That's what it is.
But the first book I ever read was The Hobbit. I read it when I was like, I think five. And like.
Sure.
And, so all my paintings at that time, you know, you kind of paint what you know.
Yeah.
Be Sesame Street.
That's what they say, actually. Paint what you know.
Yeah. So, like, I remember I saw some, like, a couple years ago. It would just be these just, you know, just splotches of just every color imaginable. Just no discernible, you know, just on a you know, piece of paper, a big piece of paper. And it would be titled on the back, like, Gandalf, the Wandering Wizard. Like,
that would be but there was no visual connection to anything.
No, it would just be Balin. You know, like, you know, Frodo, and like, well, Frodo's Lord of the Rings, so I probably didn't do Frodo then.
You might have known, maybe you knew, you could feel he was in there.
But I did one of Smaug too, that was pretty cool. That one actually did have some fire coming out of it.
Yeah.
So it was like this just nondescript color blob with fire shooting out of it.
That's awesome.
That Smaug the dragon, yeah.
I did some pencil drawings, but I didn't do even a lot of painting when I was a kid, like a little bit, but.
Did she paint and stuff?
She does paint.
That's like
all
a cool
time.
Thing to get a kid to do, if, you know.
Yeah. It's just something to do, and they can't worry about doing it badly or anything. Not a big deal. But I can never pick it up.
But I guess you either take to it or you don't. You know,
it's true.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say I like about, you know, the house painting thing or like a painting project, is there's a nice feeling of like when you're done. Like everything's all painted.
Yeah, it's
and you
nice
feel like you've accomplished something.
Yeah.
Like there's not a lot of that in general for me in my sort of regular life, like where I feel like I've just finished something.
Yeah.
You know, like some stuff is just never done.
I guess I've never felt that because I just do the middle of the wall.
Yeah, and then you just leave it and walk away and hope for the best,
I
guess.
I wish there was like eight of the rooms that I could do that in.
So did you paint your room? Because it's like that. Yeah. I just figured that was like a thing. But
no, you just stopped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not, you didn't think it looked cool, you just were afraid to do the edges?
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
Just something to talk about. You know,
sure.
I have females over.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Which is, surprisingly enough, hasn't been talked about yet, so that should tell you how that.
You having females over? Paint hasn't been talked about.
Yeah, because there has been no females over, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry to get into this.
Oh, no, I brought it up.
Shaky. You did. I led you there, though.
We did.
I walked you down the
we
road.
We did go down that path. That path that is painted.
I think paint.
I'm starting under the wall, guys.
Oh, Jesus. Now you're under the desk.
I got to change cartridges. Excuse me.
It's fine.
Is it okay if I keep them under the desk here?
I guess. Just you don't have to talk to us every time.
What impression is this down here?
What? Don't look at it.
Don't look at it, Levi. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
It looks like a pterodactyl.
Please stop describing it.
All right, magenta. The next wall's magenta.
Wow, that's. I love that color.
Where'd he go?
Nobody knows. There's a phrase I wanted to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
Paint yourself into a corner.
Oh, don't do that.
You know that phrase?
Mm-hmm.
You get it. In the past, we've talked about like a Stitch in Time saves nine.
Well, I get
and
it.
You were utterly baffled
like
by
you,
that.
You want to start in the corner. You want to start painting in the corner.
And then back out of it.
Back out of it. And then, But you kind of have to paint all the four corners first.
No, no.
And then you want to paint yourself into the middle of the room, right?
So you don't paint yourself into the corner.
That's exactly it.
That makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we'd be painting the floor in this scenario.
Yeah, you'd be painting yourself into a circle.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is poetic.
Yeah.
But painting yourself into a corner is sort of getting yourself stuck anywhere. So even in the middle, you get stuck. It's sort of painting until it's making sure you have an exit.
Yeah, so, you know, you just got to cover the four corners and make sure there's a path to the exit.
Yeah.
Paint yourself up the path to the exit.
So you do get it. Great.
Yeah, I do for once.
But if you ever use that as a metaphor, you're like, oh, I've really painted myself into a corner here.
Oh, no.
Like where you've taken a bunch of steps and not really realized you didn't have another.
No, I would just use something like Stitch in Time Saves Nine if that was the case.
Those are totally different things.
No, it's the same. Those phrases are very interchangeable.
No, they're not.
Willy-nilly. They mean the same thing.
They aren't. What about two birds with one stone?
What?
Kill two birds with one stone? Do you know that?
It's impossible. Was it like a big boulder? You mean a boulder? Like if there were two birds on the ground and you were above them?
No.
You picked up a giant rock and smashed two birds?
It's a metaphor for accomplishing two things with one action.
Somebody's probably killed two birds with one stone before, so I don't know how much of a metaphor it is.
Well, I mean, metaphors come from somewhere. Obviously.
Yeah, somebody probably killed two birds with one stone, and somebody probably saw it. It's like the seven, I killed seven with one blow.
Right. Yeah. It is like that, but that's a fable.
I'm pretty sure Aesop had a fable about killing two birds with one stone, and it was a giant
No. Seven with one, that's about bragging. It's like the cried wolf story.
The what?
Isn't it? Just about the boy who cried wolf.
Well, it saw a wolf. What are you going to do?
No. I'm
pretty sure at that time when that phrase came about, you know, there's probably wolves came in.
There were. Villages, okay, so actually.
They probably had somebody out there that would be like, see a wolf, and he'd go, wolf, and he'd warn the village and stuff.
That's so true. Can I tell you, so I don't do a lot of, like, my child anecdotes.
Yeah.
But my daughter did, I tried to tell her the story of the boy who cried wolf.
Wolf.
You know, like.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
I was like, so there's a story, and the boy cries wolf, and then everyone comes running, but there's no real wolf. He was just bored.
Then why'd he cry wolf?
No, let me finish the story. So then he cries wolf again the next day, and all the villagers come running again.
Well, he saw a wolf. Clearly, that's what you do.
No, he didn't see a wolf. Jesus Christ.
Wolves are constantly attacking these villagers. There's food there. There's people.
They are, and that's why this is a problem. He's supposed to watch the sheep and make sure no wolves come.
There's sheep involved? That's... Oh, my God. There's going to be like double wolves if there's sheep involved.
That is the whole point. No, you're just... So he is watching the sheep, and the second day, no wolf comes, but he yells wolf again.
Why would he do that?
Because he wanted all the villagers to come. So then they all come to chase off the wolf, right? And they're like, hey, kid, stop fucking yelling wolf.
Well, see, there's their problem. They need a man to do that job, not a little kid. You can't have a kid with a responsibility like that.
I agree, but that is not the message of the story. Third day goes, the villagers are like, don't say it anymore, dickhead. The kid's there, and there's a wolf.
And he yells wolf.
The wolf shows up. He yells wolf. The people don't come.
You know what I would have done? I would have yelled ostrich, something else. Dragon, something like that to get him coming.
That's super smart.
And they'd be like, what a dick. Oh, there's a wolf. And then they would have forgotten all about
it. You're not supposed to solve this story. This is not a math problem. It's not like the thing with the chicken and the fox and the bag of seed. It's not that thing. Huh? You don't know any sayings? But I tell this to my kid, the wolf thing, and I'm like, so what is the message of the story? And she says the message is, when someone yells wolf, you should go. You should go to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
She said, that's the message. No, but it's not the message.
Your kid is so smart.
But the messages don't lie, because then people won't believe you the next time when
just
it's true.
Tell them that. Jesus Christ, if you'd told me that, as opposed to cry wolf, and your daughter too.
But it's supposed to be a more creative way of teaching lessons.
That's why we don't teach kids that stuff anymore.
You really don't know the story about the bag of seed and the chicken and the fox?
Okay, this is probably a bag of seed. There's a chicken, and there's probably a fox, right?
So you do know the story.
So the chicken and the fox are probably playing like a game of poker, and they're betting the bag of seed, right?
It's not right.
They probably get to the end of the bag of seed, right? And, like, the wolves probably win at this point.
There's no wolf!
Wait, there's a fox?
There's a fox.
Well, fox is like...
You pulled the wolf in from the other story.
Oh, there's a wolf, there's a chicken, and a fox, and they're all playing poker, right?
And then the wolf says...
The wolf says...
Hey, the butler didn't even know me.
There's a butler.
No, I was doing like a punchline. What? That's not real. Why?
And then I guess the chicken at the end, when the wolf and the butler and the fox are arguing, he just steals the seed and he runs off, right?
I don't want to go down the whole path, but it's a story problem. So the story you're given is there's an island. Okay. and there's a boat.
Oh boy.
It's not even a demo.
It's already, I'm perplexed.
Jesus. You're on the island, and there's a chicken and a bag of seed and a fox. So the chicken wants to eat the seed.
Yeah.
The fox wants to eat the chicken.
Hell yeah.
Your job is
to eat the fox.
Nobody eats a fox.
The seed? Is this the seed like a radioactive kind of seed?
Yeah, this is
destroy and eat the
this
fox?
This is a Twilight Zone episode, and the seed wants to devour the fox.
Yeah.
No, that's part of it. You have a small boat. You can only fit two of those things on the boat at a time, and you have to take them from the island over to this other land.
Why?
It's not the point of it.
I'm not getting off this island. This island's ill. There's like sun. There's probably like topless women hanging out there.
There isn't.
Like
this is
a volleyball court.
No,
like,
this
I'm
is
hanging out on this island. I ain't leaving this island.
This is all that's on the island.
I got a chicken and a fox. The ladies are gonna love that shit because ladies love animals, you know. And like,
yeah, but they're fighting. Like the fox is trying to kill the chicken. The whole let's not. There's no ladies. You're not listening to me. I don't even want to
do this. You said there was an island. Is it just an empty island?
Yes.
Okay, then I would want to get off that.
Right, exactly. Because you're a farmer, by the way, and you're a farmer in this scenario, and you're trying to get back to your farm.
Yeah, I could probably grow more seeds if I'm a farmer. What's the problem?
You need the seeds to plant.
I have my seed plantation is on this island, so we have to go there to get the seeds.
Don't say plantation, because that has negative connotations.
Well, there's probably seed plantations.
There probably were, but I don't want to.
What type of seed is it? Chia seed?
Corn. I don't know.
Corn's not a seed.
Whatever. It's seed chickens eat.
Okay.
Whatever chickens eat. Damn it. So the whole point of this is, it's not even, so the point is not about the specifics. It's about solving a problem. So you're supposed to figure out which two things, like, do you put the fox and the seed in the boat and bring them across?
Yeah.
And then do you go back? And I forget the thing.
See, if I'm in the boat with them, I'll just stop them from fighting. I'll just stop them from eating each other, and I'll stop the chicken from eating the seed and the fox eating the chicken.
You can't have them all together. No. So, here's the thing.
Well, I'll just put the fox on my shoulders. It's not a big deal.
No.
No?
That's not how this... Never mind. It's not the point. Forget it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, you get it?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
So
let's move on, then. So, anyways, I love NBA basketball, the thing where they're always like, he's in the paint! Yeah. I don't know what that means.
No, that means, like, if you look at the basketball, like, configuration, there's that spot where there's paint right underneath the basket. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Like, hardwood floors or whatever they have, then there's, like, some kind of colored paint. It's usually right under the basket. It's, like, a crucial area. You can only be in it for, like, 3 seconds, you know? Like, you gotta get
Is there a rule?
Paint. Yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
3 second violation. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're in the paint. But if you get in the paint, that's what it means. You're up in the paint. Usually that means you're very aggressive, like you're running the ball in, you know, and you're...
You really do know basketball.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Are you watching... Is it basketball times?
Nope, not till Christmas.
I don't know.
Not till Christmas.
I don't even know when Christmas is.
It's at some point soon. Like, I'm not sure.
Who knows? It might have already happened.
I hope not. I've been waiting. God damn it.
You might have missed... You just missed Christmas.
You know who's sponsoring the NBA this year?
No.
Seeds. The Seed Corporation.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. The Seed Corporation.
That's a mighty big shock. Do you know all the different things they can make paint out of?
No.
Do you know any of the things they can make paint out of?
I'm going to take a guess. Water.
That's a terrible guess.
Flour.
Yeah, you can.
Cornmeal.
Stop guessing. There are a few... don't guess. I can see you want to guess again. Early, like, body paint, you know, they have from when they found, like, mummified remains of early humans. They would make out of, like, food products, you know, like, mashed up, very brightly colored.
Blueberries or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That could stain the skin. So that's sort of...
Raspberries?
Any of the berry family.
Cherry berries?
I don't think that's a berry. Dave Berry?
Dave Barry, yeah, Dave Barry.
Dave Barry.
The blandest color of all.
Exactly. It's like a khaki.
Yeah.
It's like a khaki color.
Yeah.
That's going to blow back on us. You know he listens to trends, right?
Yeah, he's, I think, the one person besides Sir Laughs.
He's just sitting in Miami, cackling,
yeah,
listening to the trends.
Making sure all the kids wear bicycle helmets.
That's it. Okay, this is a little off topic. It's related. If Dave Barry said you were really funny, how would you feel about that?
I would probably go home and cry. That's what I would do.
Because I don't know what that means. Like, he's probably a nice dude.
He's probably a great dude. He's had a great career.
But I have loved everything that's comedy my whole, like, forever.
Me too. And
I read comic strips, and I read, like, cartoon things, and I read columns from Dave Barry, like books. And I never...
Did you laugh once?
No, I never understood what was happening. Like, I didn't even...
So say you had Dave Barry.
I had Dave Barry.
And a chicken.
Go on.
And a bag of seeds.
Right.
On an island.
Good.
Who would you leave on the island? You can only take two of the items with you. I know what I would do.
Hmm. Can I stay on the island and just put all the three of them on a boat?
If you want.
And just push it off?
That's not what I would do.
What would you do?
I would trick Dave Barry.
Yep.
I would tell him there's something buried in the sand over there, and then while his back is turned, yep. I would pants him, and then I would have the chicken
go
stick his beak right on his taint, give him a little peck on the taint,
yep.
And we'd run to the boat.
Yep.
And then we'd start going, you know, like to the other piece of land. Then we'd realize we forgot our seeds, and we'd have to quick go back, and then I'd probably have to have the chicken like taint peck him again, and then we'd get the seed back in there. We'd probably spill a little bit of it. It would be a little bit of a mess. You know, and then we get in the boat and go.
What's Dave Barry doing this whole time? Is he observing life?
Yeah.
And just being like, oh.
He's writing it all down.
And like, I'm taking it in.
Yep.
I wonder if he thinks, how could I make this boring? A chicken is pecking me in my taint. There's got to be a way I could write this up so that no one's interested.
Then it'll appear in the Miami Herald.
And other syndicated columns.
Oh, of course. Areas, of course. It's Dave Barry.
Which is... I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand it.
I don't either. It's like Irma Bombeck. Just don't get it.
No, that I love.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's a comedy of manners.
Okay. So there's Dave Barry, Irma Bombeck, and a bag of seed.
Go on.
Okay. On an island. So you can only take two items with you in the boat.
You have to take two items. You
have to. Like, if you don't, the boat will sink.
Right.
Just how the universe works.
Yeah. No questions.
So who do you leave on the island?
Easy, easy, easy. Yeah. Leave the seed on the island. Get Dave and Irma in the boat with you. Get out to the middle of the water. Yeah. Make the boat sink so you all drown.
Oh.
So a new civilization can start up where the seed is without Dave Barry or Irma Bombeck.
And then you swim back to the island?
No, you're a dead hero. You're like a martyr.
Oh, because you could. Sounds good to me.
Everybody worships you.
What if the last thing you heard was that Dave Barry said, and Irma Bombeck both said you were funny before you died? Oof.
Then you'd be happy to drown. You'd be gulping the water. Just.
Yeah. And then you look back on the island and there's just a chicken standing on a bag of seeds laughing. Where did that chicken come from?
And then the fox eats it.
Mm-hmm. Done. See? Problem solved.
That was fun.
And it was.
Do you want to take a quick break?
Oh, I think I...
Welcome back to Trends.
Trends. Hey, you Joe. Asshole, that was me.
I'm Levi, and my co-host is Vampire Joe. Dan's painting. I don't understand what...
It's fun. I like it. He's letting me do the middle. All right. I can't get too close to this microphone because of my teeth.
Yeah. You've been on mic a lot, Vampire Joe.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's fine. Just, you know, usually Dan and I take care of this stuff.
Well, he's busy painting right now.
That's true.
Hey, don't...
Hey, you've been alive for, I don't know, eons.
Yeah, like 1,000 years.
Yeah. I
lived through Prohibition.
But it's weird that would be your landmark. Like, that was only like...
That was a fun time for everybody.
It's like 100 years ago.
It's kind of where I got my identity and my mark.
Prohibition?
Yeah.
So before
that... I latched on to the most.
You had like 900 years of not being that interesting, and then...
I didn't like the fashion. I didn't like the people. Then Prohibition hit, and boy, let me tell you, I really took to the clothes.
Did you make moonshine?
Hell yes.
Nice.
The only proper way to make moonshine is under the light of the moon.
Well, yeah, and that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, not during the day.
And that's a volatile activity, making moonshine.
Make it right.
From what I've understood.
It's like making meth nowadays, you know?
Do you make meth, Joe?
I have, yeah.
Oh. Is there paint thinner in meth? I've heard there's paint thinner
in meth. There's lots of paint thinner in meth.
It seems like it.
Actually, pretty much what I'm painting with right now is a meth concoction that I just added dye to.
So are we going to get high being in the studio?
Probably.
Are our teeth going to fall out?
Probably.
I am not okay with this, Joe.
It'll be fine.
No,
I mean, once it dries. I mean, once it dries, you're fine.
But I'm in here right now.
Yeah, we're in here right now. We're probably getting high.
Dan looks high as a kite, and he's only been painting for a few minutes.
Huh?
Dan, you need to get back over here. Get away from the paint, Dan. You're getting a buzz.
Bugs? Yeah, there are bugs all over me.
Dan, get back on the mic. Joe, will you go and just get out of here and let Dan get back
on
the mic,
boy,
please?
But let a man do the man's job, all right?
Yeah, I don't know what that meant, but just...
Dan,
are you okay?
The bugs are spelling out a word.
Can you put your shirt back on, Dan?
Yes.
Thank you.
Shirt?
Take a drink of water, buddy.
Okay.
Take a drink of water. Okay? It's not acid either. It's water. I know sometimes you get all... Okay. We're going to have a guest in here in a minute. I need you to be...
I'm focused.
Professional.
I am focused.
Do you need anything else before we bring our guest in? Do you need... Dan?
Mm-hmm. My teeth are
Dan.
Talking to me. What?
Don't listen to your teeth, man. Okay. Actually, that's something you should keep in mind in general. Even when you're not high on meth,
mm-hmm.
your teeth are fucking liars. Just
Yeah.
Will you get Jompers in here for a minute? I want to get the guests. Jesus Christ. Hey, Jompers. Everybody's just... That was beautiful, man. That was
Thank you. Working on my new intro.
Wow, I like it.
Or I guess my new entrance thing, you know.
Will you just quick slap Dan in the face because he's high on meth right now?
I'm a really bad slapper.
Here, just try it one more time. Give him a real good...
See, you're a bad slapper. Ow.
Get him again. There you go. It's okay. Stop hitting him, Jompers.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. Okay.
All right, that's good. Okay, ow, that's... That's enough, Jompers. Anyways...
Hey, it smells like meth in here.
Yeah.
Man, I wish this was in here when I was having sex with that girl in the dust. That would have been ill. We would still be having sex right now if we were high on meth.
Yeah, I'm glad that's not happening.
You got a funny-looking guest.
What?
Yeah, you got a funny-looking guest.
Okay, well, can you show him or her
I'm going to have to. The guy's like blind as a bat. He's got these big-ass, thick-ass glasses. The thickest glasses I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, we'll figure out what that's all about. And you're getting high now, too, so you should get out of here.
Yeah.
Stop
you guys,
it. Why am I not getting high? This sucks.
I don't understand, man. Are you sure you're not high?
I don't feel any different.
Here, I'm going to poke you. You feel that like a poke?
Yeah, I felt... I mean...
Because poke me. There's a party going on my skin.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe it's this mask I'm wearing. This surgical mask?
Oh, that might help. That might help. I'm going to show this guest in, all right? I'm sorry. He's kind of... He's wrecking shit out there. He's just wandering into shit.
Okay, yeah. Get him in here so he can... I guess wreck this place, and you guys can fix it up again next week or something. Are you okay now, Dan?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You have a handprint on your face.
What?
Like a big handprint from Jumper's hand. It's like a hand bruise.
I'm going to tell you, if there's any handprint that I could have on my face, it would be his.
All right, well, that seems like a compliment.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, welcome to Trends. That's Dan. I'm Levi.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
And maybe you could just...
It's good to be here.
Great. Have you been using meth?
Pardon?
Never mind. Do you want to have a seat and we can just get to know you a little bit?
I like this young man's seat right here.
Oh.
I'm going to sit here. Would you mind moving?
Dan, you're being asked to move.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Do you want to... Dan, you want to sit in the guest seat? I know it's a little...
It's okay. It's fine. It's kind of a more comfortable seat anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good for you to be comfortable, but... It's fine. Don't think about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you,
sir. And could you just introduce yourself? I'm sorry, we don't have your...
My name is Bert.
Bert? Just Bert?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, Bert.
I would tell you my last name, but it is classified.
That's totally fine.
I'm wanted by the police in many countries.
Oh, okay. Well, What are you wanted for, if I can...
Just things. I like to collect things.
Collect, like, illegal things, or...?
Well, to some people, they're illegal, but to me, they're treasures. They're pictures.
Oh, you steal photographs?
Yes.
Okay.
Naked photographs.
You steal naked photographs?
Yes. Okay, it's child porn. I collect child porn.
Bert, that's awful.
Is this episode about child porn?
No, it is not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to be here for the child porn episode.
I do not want to be here for that episode.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It's the wrong day, right?
It sounds like the wrong day.
I'm going to go. I'm supposed to be. You guys do child porn.
Doing child porn.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to go.
Do not come back. Okay.
No, that was the wrong guess, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jumpers.
Because you see, you didn't have glasses on.
Yeah.
That's still wandering around out here.
Why is there a child pornographer in our studio, man?
I don't know. Mr. Lancelot's in him.
So that means we got child porn coming up at some point?
At some point.
I do not want to talk about
that. We're not going to do that one.
That is bullshit.
Here, I'll get the guy right now.
Thank you, Jumper.
I said glasses, guys. That guy wasn't wearing glasses.
Oh, how are we supposed to know? He just comes in. We're just going to talk to him. You're not wearing glasses. Get out of here. You're clearly a pornographer. Like...
Sorry, guys, I just didn't know.
There's a pedophile in here. What's wrong with you?
Well, hey, pedophile's different than a child porn.
Don't defend the guy!
Just tell you, there's two different distinctions.
He's a monster.
He is a monster.
Jesus.
I'm a monster.
Joe, why didn't you get rid of that pornographer?
I'm not going to suck the blood of a child pornographer. What do you think I am?
No, not kill him. I mean, you should have sensed he was eviler than you and gotten him out of here.
I did. I stood on the other side of the room just because you guys are slow on the uptake.
Jesus. How would we know that? We can't smell evil. We don't have the senses you have.
Well, if you got high on the meth, you probably could smell him.
Yeah, you could smell him, Dan?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say anything?
Well, I thought you were going to say something.
I don't. I'm not high, okay? I'm wearing a surgical mask. I think I'm impervious to meth, too.
Gentlemen, I'm just going to bring the other guy in.
Thank you, Jumpers. This is really upsetting. Really upsetting.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to upset you.
I don't want to talk to child porn art. Who? Why would it? That's never. There's no situation where that's a good guess. I'm just going to put this out there.
That is the topic we're pulling the plug. This is going to be a 5-minute episode.
What the topic is.
Yeah, no, 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 no. We're not doing it.
We could be given an amazing topic.
Regular porn, we're fine with. But child porn,
Your idea of an amazing topic? Regular porn?
Okay. We're not going to do any type of porn.
Well, we can do porn. I mean, whatever happens, happens. But if it's going to be porn, you're right. Let's have it be grown-ups.
Hi there, guys.
Hello, I'm Levi. That's Dan. And
so I can't see you. I'm just going to throw out my hand here. I'm a little blind.
You have very thick glasses. It's nice to meet you. That.
Okay. Your hand's very, very, very warm.
Yours is not as warm as mine.
No, I'm a little cold. I'm going to shake this little guy.
I don't want you to take offense, but can I just quick check? Are you into child pornography?
Of course I'm not. Look at me. I'm a very jolly man. Do you think I'd do something evil like child pornography?
I just didn't know.
I'm a healthy man. I like regular pornography.
I have to ask you this follow-up question.
Yeah, I do like spanking, though.
Okay, I didn't want to know that. Your terrible vision, are you certain you have not been looking at child pornography when you think it's regular pornography?
I hope not. I mean, my wife usually reads the porn to me, tells me what's going on in the pictures and stuff like that. So.
And your wife is not a child?
No, my wife is 47 years old.
Okay.
She's a fine woman, too, for 47. As far as I could tell, I mean, I can only feel her.
Hands can tell us a lot. Let's get off the pornography topic. I just needed to check due to an earlier incident.
It's a darn good thing to check if somebody's into child pornography.
So you're on the program Trends.
Yeah.
And we're talking about paint.
Well, that's why I'm here, paint.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm, my name is Reginald.
Okay, and I don't know where this is going, but Reginald, do you have a last name?
Yes, I do. It's Reginald King.
You're Reggie King?
Reggie King.
Okay.
Maybe you've heard of me. I have a paint-by-numbers system.
I have heard of Reggie King's paint-by-numbers.
Maybe. Yeah, you've seen them in your local hardware stores. Your
and Walgreens, shop. I've seen them. Yeah.
Walmarts, all those places. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never used your product.
Why not?
I don't paint a lot, but they look fantastic. I've heard good things. I have family members.
You have children or anything like that?
I do have a child.
I see a tablet of these right here.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Complete set. This is usually
$100. Has unicorns on it. She loves unicorns.
Yeah, what child? Let me tell you, a child that doesn't like unicorns isn't a child at all.
That's fair. Oh, actually, I see that's written on here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what a unicorn is saying.
Wow, a child who doesn't like unicorns isn't
a child at all. That's right.
That's really nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. King, I assume you're here to tell us about your paint-by-numbers products?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Right here, it's very simple.
Okay.
Couldn't be simpler, right?
Yeah,
you know how the number systems work, right?
One.
First you got one.
Yeah.
Then what? You got two. Then say it with me now, everybody. You got what?
Three.
Yeah, and then you go to four or five. You just kind of keep going. And, you know, paint with them. And, you know, you keep doing that till you got a picture. Suddenly a magical picture will appear.
Well, you can see the picture already.
Well, pardon me?
You can see the picture already. You just don't.
No, you can't.
There's no colors.
I'm sorry. You cannot. You cannot.
Sir,
I'm sorry. The picture isn't revealed until you paint it all numerically. I'm sorry.
But you can see the outlines of the picture. I mean, it's right here. If you look, I don't know if you can see this, but
I'm holding up.
There's a unicorn on here.
I don't see
this. This is a unicorn, sir.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
And you can see the mane has the number 7, but it's still, you can tell it's a mane. And then the horn has got a 0, which I guess means you don't paint it.
No, that's where you start, is at the 0.
Okay.
From 0, and you go to 1.
I get the numbers, and I'm not, 3. This is not a hardball kind of thing.
Let me just show you right here, okay? I'm going to hold this up for you.
Oh, okay, sure.
Now, we're going to start right here. This is number 1 right here.
I know the numbers, sir.
All right. And then, you know, we just started. I'm going to get out my little paint brush here.
Oh, okay, you're going to paint for us.
Well, here's the magical thing.
Well, this is an audio program.
Pardon?
That's fine. Go ahead.
Well, here's they still do that without sight and stuff like that? They just have audio?
I would think someone with your vision impairment would be a fan of audio programs.
I do love audiobooks. I'm not going to lie about that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, here's the beautiful thing about my paint system.
Okay.
You pick any color you want. Any color to start with. You know, we don't have any boundaries here.
So there's no colors listed with the numbers? It just says a number here.
Yeah, it's my beautiful thing. It's kind of an abstract thing. It's trying to teach children and adults that you can just start wherever you want. You know, if you want your unicorn to be yellow, then turn it into green, then turn it into blue, then turn it into brown, then turn it into red, then turn it into orange, possibly have a little black streak down the middle.
Okay, you're just listing colors, sir.
Well, I was just, you know.
No, it's fine. It's
purple.
Fine.
And purple. You can have purple, too.
I mean, this seems like a fine idea, but I always thought the one of the sort of beautiful parts of the paint by numbers was you have guidance about what colors to use that would work best with the picture.
That's the beauty of my system. You see, you just don't need that to freeze the mind up, you know?
But couldn't you just paint freely without even having any numbers then?
Like, no, you need the numbers to make the pictures, son. I mean, don't you understand this? This young man right here is nodding his head.
Yeah, why are you nodding your head?
Oh, yeah, it's an audio program, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah.
You understand this?
I'm getting it. There's
no colors that you're high on math.
It's really getting
to me. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Well, gentlemen, let me show you right here. This is where you start right here.
Okay, you're going to go ahead and show us how numbers and colors work, I guess.
This is number one. As you can clearly see, that's a number one.
Yes.
And this is number two right here. So you want to connect the lines up. See, we had a little bit of a misprint in my factory here, where the numbers got a little jumbled up.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? So as you can see, these numbers aren't in any sequential order, at least I'm told so.
Oh,
so as you can see, there's probably like a 2 by a 7, and the 7's by an 18, and the 18's by a 33.
You know? So you're telling me these numbers are in a random order?
Well, they're not random. We just got misprinted. The numbers were in order when we went to the factory. Somebody kind of was, you know, leaning on the machine and kind of hit a button and made all the numbers jumble up. But
so is that true in this packet you just gave me? If I open this up, I'm going to find the numbers all jumbled up?
We solved the problem, young man. See, if you look in the back of all the paints here, we have a key here that shows you which numbers are which for each paint.
Okay, I'm going to open this.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, I see here it says, it just says that 1 equals 12.
Well, for which picture, young man? Which picture?
For the unicorn jumping over a rainbow.
Still on the unicorn jumping over a rainbow. Now, see, that's amazing that you know it's a rainbow. It's amazing.
Well, you can see the lines.
Young man, you can.
Okay.
You have a great imagination.
Thank you.
So anyway, yeah, number one.
This is just saying numbers equal number.
Yeah, so you just look at the key.
Equals three?
Two does equal three in that case. So what you do is you, basically, it's real simple. It's real simple.
Fine.
You just look at each number. As you can see right here, number one.
Right.
You know, it's a 13. So you find the 13, and that's your number one point, right?
Okay.
And you're like, where do I go after that? Usually I'll go to number 14, you know, but it's already kind of messed up because usually I start at number one, but I'm starting at 13.
Right.
Then you got to look, what does number two equal? You said number two equals three. So then we got to look for the number three. It's very simple.
But I'm still, the numbers are supposed to tell you which colors to use. These numbers are telling me which other numbers to look at.
Yeah, so you can just connect the lines. You can paint any color you want. That's the beauty of my system.
But if I followed
your Reggie King system.
If I follow your system,
yeah.
I'll be creating whole new lines and it won't even be a unicorn anymore.
Oh, it'll be a unicorn. You just gotta match the key up to the thing. It's the beauty of my system.
Keep saying that's the beauty of your system, but you're not making any sense.
Oh, it's making perfect sense, young man. Take this home to your child. I bet your child will have this painting of the unicorn jumping over the rainbow up in 3 minutes.
I'm sure she'll have a lovely time using it. But I'm just having a hard time understanding why someone would purchase this product.
Because it's amazing. Look at this beautiful picture.
It seems like it's just a mistake that your factory made based on what was already kind of a mistaken idea.
No, it was a beautiful idea. We just got jumbled up a little bit. We got this little piece of paper here to correct it. It's very simple. Very, very simple.
Okay, now I'm going to pull out another one of these pages that you have in this
packet. You go ahead,
young
man.
And I can tell already that this is a duck stepping into a pond.
Are you sure he's stepping into the pond?
That's what, or getting, yeah, it looks like it.
I can't see here. Let me hold on. Okay. Yeah. See, that's different. Because when I made it, the duck was supposed to be flying over the pond. He wasn't supposed to be stepping into it.
You mean once you colored it? You mean it was supposed to be a different picture?
Yeah. Okay. Looks like they kind of messed that up, too. I didn't know that. That's a good thing.
They added some legs and then he lost his spread wings.
I don't think a duck's supposed to be walking into a pond. I think a duck's supposed to be flying over a pond. Have you ever known the duck that just walks into a pond?
Yeah, I mean, if a duck's on shore and it...
I mean, that'd be a Jesus duck if duck just walk on a pond, you know what
into,
I'm saying?
Into, it just looks... I don't think it's going to walk across the water.
Yeah, because that'd be a Jesus duck.
I think there's the implication it'll actually swim once it gets into... I mean, it's just a picture. It doesn't really matter,
well, see, okay, well, let's find... Okay, on this picture, we got to find the key here.
Okay.
It says number one.
equals angry. That's not even a number.
Oh, it's right there. It's angry. I'm sure it's done.
It says somewhere. 1 equals angry. How do you make something look angry?
Well, you don't. You just find the word angry, and that's your number one point right there.
Oh, so the word angry on the duck's bill.
I can't see it. I'm just going to take your word for it.
It says angry on the duck's bill, but that doesn't tell me what color to use. This is just...
duck's bill is orange.
Okay, but then why does it need to have numbers at all?
So you can know which line to connect to which line. It's very simple. Then you can draw the picture.
But...
see, the beauty of my system is you can either color it in right away, or you can wait till all the lines are finished, and you can color it in yourself. Because you know something's wrong with a child if they trace a picture of a duck using my number system, and they decide to, you know, color the duck's bill.
I see half of that phrase is on coming out of the duck's mouth in this picture.
Oh, yeah.
Something is wrong with children. A child's mind if dot, dot, dot.
Yes, sir.
That's a really weird phrase to have on a child's coloring kit.
Well, we just try to teach children early the values and lessons of life, you know? It's the beauty of the Reggie King system.
I'm totally baffled by how this would work. It seems like you want to add new lines, which changes the whole structure of the picture itself. And I don't...
Do you think we should tell him that he's been talking to the wall the whole time?
No, I wasn't even going to bring that up, Dan.
Okay. Did you say something about me talking at the wall?
You're not looking at us, but it's not really relevant to...
Hey, watch your step, Pops.
Vampire Joe, don't freak out our guest.
Who's this young man I'm pointing right here?
That's Vampire Joe.
Watch it, buddy.
Yeah, he's a ethereal creature who lurks in and about our studios.
Well, that sounds like kind of a scary thought.
No, he's actually quite lovely and gentle. I mean, he's 1,000 years old and he feeds on the blood of mortals. But...
so watch it, Buster.
Hey, Joe, you don't have to threaten the weird...
this final wall, I'm going to do purple.
Okay.
In honor of, you know, the great one himself.
That's great. I'm curious about how you pick your... Joe?
Looks to me like nothing's in front of me right now. I mean, there's just blankness.
He disappeared.
Oh, he could do that?
Yeah. If you want to turn around, you'll be facing me, though.
Don't turn into me.
No. Dan, why are you standing so close to him?
He put his paint...
okay.
Paint brush in my nose.
It's weird that he's painting while talking to us, too.
I'm not a fucking number. I'm sorry, young man.
Yeah, he's not a picture. That's Dan. That's one of the hosts.
I'm sorry, young man. I just can't see too well.
Yeah, it's weird that you're just...
I don't have my wife here describing to me what's going on around me, you know.
She's like a helper wife, it sounds like.
I help her in certain things. She helps me. That's the beauty of the Reggie King system.
Well, I don't understand what it has to do with your color by numbers.
It's pretty simple.
Wait, your wife is part of the system?
Yeah, we have a number for everything we do.
I do not need to hear this.
If she's going to make me breakfast.
Okay, I thought that's...
I said number 17. To us, that equals, hey, you're going to make me some breakfast.
Why don't you just say, make me breakfast?
Because it's easier. We just, you know, if I'm in the bedroom, my girl 17, she gets it ready.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
no.
If I yell to number 69, that means turn on the television.
Okay, I'm glad that didn't go where I thought it was.
And if I yell to number 13,
that
means she's got to come in and 69 me.
That doesn't even make sense.
It does.
I mean,
it's the beauty of the Reggie King system.
You can't just say that. That's not the answer to something.
If you look on the package, I'm going to try to grab for it. I hope I hit it.
Please, that's me. That's my arm.
I was holding something up.
You've got a package, yes.
It says the beauty of the Reggie King system.
It does say, it just says the beauty of the Reggie King system in ellipses.
Right?
I don't understand. But that's not saying anything. That's just an empty phrase, the beauty of the Reggie King system.
You can fill it in yourself. Young man, you see my products? You see how wonderful they are?
So are you saying that saying the beauty of the Reggie King system is
the beauty of the Reggie King system? You got it.
Well, there's a simplicity to
it. It's kind of like not painting yourself into a corner. You know what I'm saying? You want to paint all the corners first. If you're an octagon, there's eight corners.
Dan, why are you smiling?
It's kind of funny.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's the beauty of the Reggie King system.
Dan, why are you saying it now?
It's kind of fun to say.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, young
man.
It's stupid. The beauty of the Reggie King system.
Oh, man.
13. I'm not going to 69, you young
no,
man.
No, why
nice
are you... what's
nice
going
try,
on?
Man,
come
nice
on. No. Look, Mr. King, I think your system is confusing and fundamentally flawed.
It's the best-selling paper-by-number system out there.
Well, there are three different... I mean, I believe you, but I've never purchased paint by numbers.
Yeah, just have three more for your child.
These are all confusing. All right, I mean...
let me tell you something. If your child can figure that out, your child will be a very smart child.
I see that's written on this box here. If your child can figure this out, your child will be a very smart child.
And we also have a secret mystery picture in here. Let me see if I can. Okay. I don't know which one it is, but one with a, we should have one with a penguin eating a roast beef. And we should have one.
That's very disturbing.
We should have one of a dragon ice skating.
I see that. Here is an octopus that is trying to comb its hair.
Yeah.
With all eight of its tentacles.
It's pretty amazing, right?
Yeah.
That's the last one you share with your child. Dude, that's the most complicated picture. The
combing octopus?
In the Reggie King system, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's got a name. His name's Egbert.
Egbert the octopus?
I believe so.
And does he have a saying about kids being smart or...
No, he just says, comb your hair every day.
Oh. Oh, I see that.
Eight times a day.
Right in front of me. It's kind of a run-on sentence.
See, the beauty of the octopus system is that he can get all the eight times a day combing done right away. He just, all eight arms. He has to have eight combs.
Naturally.
Yeah. And the number for combing my hair when my wife comes in to comb my hair is 118.
Your wife combs your hair?
Can you imagine me with a comb trying to go up my skirt?
I guess I figured that was something you didn't have to see.
I can't even see y'all, man. It's amazing I'm in here.
It is. And strangely enough, I think we're all out of time.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty of the Reggie King system.
Wait, that's
time
not
to go,
a thing.
It's time to go.
That is, he just
walked into the...
Yeah.
I mean,
you
going
to help him up?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna help him
just
out.
Get him out to the door and we'll see what happens after.
I'm going to give him a little pat there.
Okay. Why did you... All right. So... Well, that guy was weird.
He was super weird.
But, I will say in his favor, not into child pornography.
Absolutely. And that's a plus in our book.
That's a huge plus. If anyone ever... Is he still walking? He's walking back into the door now.
Hey, it's just a...
Mr.
Oh, hey, cab driver.
You're back.
Cab
no, no, no. Driver, you're in please, the sto- you're in the studio. Mr. King?
My address, it should be 117
okay.
East 57th Street. But in reality, it is 119... 1957 Street.
That doesn't make sense.
Driver,
you have
driver,
two
please.
Different addresses. He's
so you're going to walk into the...
Oh, I...
What is this old man doing in here?
He thinks he's in a cab.
I'm going to escort him out. Come here, old man.
Okay, thanks, Vampire Joe.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know what else to say, Dan.
I don't either. Yo, guys, that was fucked up.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Joppers.
Vampire Joe just escorted that dude out.
Yeah.
And he killed him.
What?
Yeah, he sucked his blood.
Oh, Jesus. Is that going to get... Did he kill him or is that guy going to come back?
No, he's
going to
come back as a vampire. So we got to ask Vampire Joni because beginning. But if you look, I'm going to crack the door a little bit. You can see him feasting on the blood right now. I guess a man's got to eat.
Yeah, but that's not okay.
He spared us. He didn't do it in here.
That's true. Our hands are clean. Why don't we lock up the door?
I'm going to lock it. I mean, I think Vampire Joe can get in here another way. Hey, what are you guys...
Wow.
Just you and us.
He's probably going to come back through the ceiling at some point, so we should probably wrap this up. Don't look for him. You never see him if you look for him. It's when you're not looking for him. Well, our topic is dead paint, and we've gone all kinds of places today. And Dan, did you have anything else to add about paint, or do you want to wrap it up?
Paint. It's not child porn.
That is an excellent slogan. Thanks for listening to Trends, and remember, paint. It's not child porn.
Hey, guys. It's also not prohibition. And out of love and still staying strong. Just met, it's a tainted thought. What can go wrong?